This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the remarkable things about the Harvey Weinstein scandal is the speed with which it seems to be moving. To be clear, the allegations stretched back decades, but the corporate end seems to be coming real, real fast. The Wall Street Journal reports today the Weinstein Company has started talking to buyers or may perhaps even just shut itself down. The company denies that, we should say. But one of the things that helped the alleged abuse go on so long is corporate America's reliance on non-disclosure agreements, especially in sexual harassment cases. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill takes that one.
Confidentiality agreements, papering over allegations of sexual abuse, they're not just a Hollywood thing.
It's a much bigger problem.
Joanna Grossman is a professor at SMU's Dedman School of Law.
It's a very commonplace way of handling the serial harassers, particularly those who have power or are valuable to a company.
So, says New York State Senator Brad Hoyleman, let's outlaw them. He's proposing a state law that would ban confidentiality agreements related to claims of sexual harassment and discrimination.
The theory being that the secrecy of these agreements perpetuate really a culture of sexual harassment and abuse.
Sounds good, but turns out eliminating them isn't the straightforward solution it might appear to be.
Frankly, I have been wrestling with it.
Emily Martin is VP for Workplace Justice at the National Women's Law Center. Yes, these gag orders aren't protecting the public interest. But without confidentiality agreements, she says, employers, folks in power, might be less willing to settle. They might force a victim to choose between keeping quiet and going public, going to court.
I think there's an important conversation to be had about where to draw the line so that you aren't making it impossible for victims to get any sort of relief short of a judicial order.
But the status quo, she says, doesn't seem to be working. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.